Welcome to Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Hello, we are Ben, Nora, Asher, Grace, and Emmy, a team from the University of Michigan researching bat populations in the Kenai Peninsula. There are 7 species of bats in Alaska, but the most common is the little brown bat, Ermiodus lucifugus. If you see a bat flitting above you at night, it is most likely the little brown bat, and that's who we're here to learn about. These bats, as their name suggests, are, well, little. They are 3 to 4 inches long and weigh between 7 and 10 grams, which is the weight of a AAA battery. But these little creatures have an important role. They can eat up to double their weight in insects, like mosquitoes, every spring and summer night. Due to Alaska's size and remote location, less is known about the little brown bat population than in other states. But what is known is this. Alaska presents a unique opportunity for bat conservation. It is the only state that has not been affected by white nose syndrome. White nose syndrome is a fungal infection that causes bats to wake from hibernation and deplete their stored energy, leaving them unable to sustain themselves throughout the winter. Additionally, since their immune systems are suppressed during hibernation, they aren't able to fight off the disease. Within 5 years of its introduction to the lower 48, it has caused nearly 90% decline in some bat species. And even though this disease has not been found here yet, the little brown bats in Alaska need our help. In the few weeks our team has been here, we have heard many stories with a similar theme. There used to be so many bats flying around 10 years ago, and now I just don't see them anymore. These stories are important. They are the foundation of citizen science, helping build networks and communities to conserve this amazing species. By sharing your experiences and participating, you become a vital member of protecting little brown bats on the Kenai Peninsula. Your involvement can make a real difference in conservation efforts. Our team will be building a bat reporting form. If you see a bat or know of a roosting site, you can report it to the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies through a form available on their website. These reports will help us better understand where the bats are in the surrounding Homer area. Additionally, we will be conducting a mobile acoustic driving survey on June 6th from 11:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. These surveys involve driving a company vehicle along a preset route with an acoustic monitoring device attached. This will provide recordings of bat calls, which we can use to locate potential roosting and feeding sites. Throughout these surveys, you will get the chance to see and even hear our bat friends. Afterwards, we'll send you a map of where we drove, along with where we heard the bats along the way. This data will also be sent to researchers working with NABBAT to expand their understanding of bat populations across America. Finally, over the next month, our team will be deploying audio monitors across the Inspiration Ridge Preserve property. These monitors will allow us to hear the high-frequency echolocation calls made by the bats as they hunt at night at the IRP. Once we determine the roosting location at the IRP, these general patterns can help us locate other roosting sites in Homer. We're batty for bats, and now we hope you are too. If you're excited to help our team and the little brown bats of the Kenai Peninsula, or if you have stories to share, fun facts, or sightings, please reach out to umich.bat.research@gmail.com. That is umich.bat.research@gmail.com. Your participation makes you a key part of our community effort, and we'd love to hear from you. This is Ben, Nora, Asher, Grace, and Emmy, and this has been Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchum Bay through education and stewardship for 44 years.